No.
Just a second, please. Clark Clifford. I have read Mr. Knott's memorandum and supporting papers with reference to the President giving approval to certain developments regarding the Lyndon Baines Johnson Library in Congress. I believe it would be advisable for the President to appoint Lawson Knott and his designee for the purpose of approving the selection of the architect, comma, the design concept of the library, comma, the site of the library and its orientation, comma, and the relationship of the library with other facilities, paragraph. I recommend that attachments 1, 1A, and 1B be utilized to accomplish the designation of Lawson Knott and the exchange of letters between Mr. Knott and Mr. Heath. Clark Clifford. Then we have a memo from Lawson Knott. Memorandum for the President. Subject, the Lyndon Baines Johnson Library. I have received reports of considerable progress in implementing the agreement of the University of Texas to make available certain lands and facilities to be constructed thereon for the use of the United States in perpetuity as the Lyndon Baines Johnson Presidential Archival Depository. Paragraph. The University Center of August 6, 1965, to you, specifies that certain actions are subject to your approval or the approval of your designee, and certain actions are subject to university consultation with me. Paragraph. The following matters are subject to your approval or that of your designee. Colon. 1. Selection of the architect or architects. 2. The design concept of the library. 3. The site of the library and the library's orientation on the selected site. And 4. The physical relationship of the library with other university facilities. Paragraph. The university is obligated to and has conferred with me concerning the following, colon, 1, site selection, 2, design, 3, construction, and 4, furnishing and equipping the library, including its museum aspects. Paragraph. Mr. Heath of the University of Texas now desires to formalize the necessary approvals and record the fact of his consultation with me, so that the university has a firm legal basis for proceeding with its plans for construction. Paragraph. There are two ways by which your approval could be accomplished, colon. 1, by a letter directly from you to Mr. Heath of the University of Texas. And 2, by a letter from you to me, appointing me as your designee for the purpose of approving those matters that require the approval of you or your designee. Paragraph. Attachments 1, 1A, and 1B, here too, are the proposed exchanges between yourself and me, and between me and the university, should you elect to appoint me as your designee for the purpose of approving selection of the architects, comma, the design concept of the library, comma, the site of the library, comma, the library's orientation on the selected site, comma, and the physical relationship of the library with other university facilities. Paragraph. Attachments 2, 2A, and 2B, here too, are the proposed exchanges between you and the university, comma, and the university and me, comma, should you elect to reserve approval to yourself. Paragraph. I, of course, will be guided by your desires in the matter. Period. Lawson B. Knott, Jr. Now, I can continue reading because I have all those attachments. You still going?
I'm more interested in the Busby ones.
Let me see if there are any Busby ones. Just a second. I can't tell if they're Busby ones. How would I tell? They're just plain white sheets of paper that are drafts of letters to Knott from the President, to Heath from Knott, to Knott from Heath. To Heath. From the President. To Knott from Heath. And to Heath from Knott.
Mm-hmm. I think if you could have a Xerox of each page done, that so that it can go in the library folder of Dorothy's records, that this would be the best thing. Then whenever it's formalized and finalized, that would come, but in this formation stage, we don't often, if unknowledgeable people get hold of it, get the build up to it. So I think it would be well if you could have, quietly, when it's possible, a Xerox copies made of each of those.
Of course, sure.
Uh-huh.
And, well, is there anything else? Do you need anything else?
It was the Busby participation that...
Well, that I don't know, except that Busby went into town with... he came down on an airplane and went straight to town. I never saw him out here. And was with Heath and Ransom when they made their announcement about the library. And the newspaper said that Busby was there as the President's representative. Now that, you know, that's all I know about it. I didn't hear any of the things. Busby came to lunch with the President one day, but he came with 8 other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at the table and there was no discussion.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all, you know. And I don't notice that any of, you know, I have no way of identifying these drafts as Busby.
I don't think any of those are.
No, they don't look like it.
I don't think any of those are.
They look like they're from Knott. And they read like they're from Knott.
Uh-huh.
Because he says they are.
Uh-huh.
Okay, then. I can just take care of that for you and have some copies made. And there's really not any problem on this thing, is there?
I don't see there is.
I was afraid that the only thing that concerns me is well, you know what we think of GSA, so...
Yes, but with Clark Clifford, you don't have any concern.
No, I think he's okay, don't you?
Yes,
Okay, then, I don't know when, I can't do this before we leave. We have a pouch leaving today on this plane that goes back to Washington. But we could leave here in about 30 minutes, and people are asking questions and looking for so I don't think I can do it before.
Mm-hmm.
But I can the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe tomorrow I can get down the next day. Okay?
Yeah.
We'll do then.
All right.
And don't stay there long.
Many thanks.
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh.
Don't stay there long today. Okay?
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.